Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with OT. Hey, honey, can I just say that you're looking fantastic on the little Zoom?
Thank you very much. You're looking
just great.
She ready for this lockdown.
Oh, she's looking great.
Where are you locked down, OT?
I'm in Northwest London.
Okay.
Harrow. I don't know if I can
Harrow.
Say
Harrow. Yeah. Harrow.
Harrow. Harrow College. Harrow. Did you go to Harrow College?
Harrow.
A couple of our friends did, though. We know lots of you went to Harrow.
Do you remember, Jamie, how obsessed I was with your life? Like, yeah. I was like, did you go to Eton? Did you?
You did, yeah.
Did you go to Cambridge or Oxford? Did you talk like this?
We don't talk like that. I don't understand. Talk like this? Why are we so pleased, sir? Can I have some more? Sound like the guy
it's
from
because
Oliver
of
Twist.
The Crown. The Crown and Made in Chelsea.
It just connects.
To me, it was like the same thing.
They are actually, it's a spin-off, isn't it? The Crown.
It's a spin-off of Made in Chelsea. That's exactly what it is. Hey, OT, listen, because I want to understand is that, so you, when, you know, you started doing Strictly how many years ago? 5 years ago? 4 years ago?
Six.
6 years ago. Okay, 6 years ago. Yeah. You're two times champion now, which is just incredible. Yeah. And I don't want to focus lots of it on Strictly, but it is amazing. You've come into Strictly and you've really sort of blown up, right, in terms of it, what you've done. You had another TV show where you were a judge on, which is incredible. You've done lots of different things. You've done a documentary. Didn't you do a documentary?
I haven't not yet.
Oh, where have I seen this?
I still have to film it. Well, I was supposed to.
You were
that's
supposed
right.
to.
Yeah, but South Africa right now is closed and they have like two different strands. I'm supposed to be in South Africa as we speak.
Really?
And the borders are closed. The country is in a really bad state. And so the BBC were like, we don't want to risk it. And what happens is when you close the border, you need so much permission to come out. Like, you need the police assistant, you need the government to write a letter of South Africa, then of England or the Prime Minister or like someone high up to say that you are a person of value and you can come back. So it's...
So you got to put it on hold.
Yeah.
Not that you aren't a person of value. We all know that you are.
I'm not that valuable. I'm not that. Even I know I'm not all that.
No, you are, because you've done so many great things. And as I said, two times champion. And it's
eight times
South
world
African champion.
Yeah.
But wait, you know, but also for you, what's amazing and
what was your speciality?
Latin.
Latin.
Yeah.
Latin. Do you know what Latin is?
Do you know why? It's because your question took so long. That's why Francis just...
I don't know why. It sometimes takes so long. I don't know why.
He's like, you know... Yeah,
shut the hell up, you fuckers. What do you want?
Jamie, you need to be more concise.
Shut up.
Just us.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm just going
to... No, don't.
Straight up.
Don't critique Jamie's interviewing style. It's one of his... what is it called when it's like one of those, the pit where you... You know, the vulnerability.
As he's going.
I think you were taking the piss out of me then, the way I interview. Is that the
I was.
Oh, that's
it.
All right, I'll be straight out with it. So, you know, you district these 6 years. You, I'm now talking really fast. But you just got to fit it all in. But Motsi, right? Motsi's your sister, and she came in to be one of the judges. And
Jesus, have you just pumped me all up to ask me a question about someone else?
No, I have not.
Eight-time South African champion, double sweep. Motsi!
Yeah. Motsi.
That's about her.
But Motsi. No, but what I want to know is that, you know, you're doing Strictly, which is your show, and then there was this potential, right, when your sister came in to be one of the judges, that people would say it's going to be favoritism, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, and that's another added pressure, another criticism you have to deal with, and that's hard. So how did that work? Did you talk about to your sister about it or anything like that?
Well, the thing is, I think people, well, we still get it, we still very much get it. The thing about, and I'm going to talk from my perspective, is that when you have your sister on the show, what people don't know is that I don't have the option of not giving my best. Not that anybody doesn't give their best as a professional, but if I do something that's even slightly not the best, both of us are put in a position where, you know, people are going to say it's favoritism. So I have to give my best. Like, every single week, it has to be the best dance that I could do, the best dance that I could push my celeb to do, because it's so easy, and like for the others, for people to go, well, because her sister's there. You work 10 to 10. I work so hard. And
you
all of that.
Compared.
No, not always. No. It's not done, but I'm saying that I work hard and I put everything into everything so that it's not easy for people to go, well, that happened because her sister's there. And because she has a job that she has to be fair to everyone. She has to be really fair and speak her opinion. And if she doesn't do that, it doesn't work for both of us. If I don't give my best and I do like something, oh, he'll make it, pa. People like him, he's popular. And I don't give my best, people will blame us. So both of us are in a position where we have to be 100% every single time. We don't have that choice.
So a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah, but I think for me, what I love about the pressure is that it's brought out the best out of me. It honestly, because if something is okay, I'm always having to push myself because there's this extra thing that's hanging over me that's like, that might not be good enough. That might not be good enough. And that's what drives me. That's what makes me so ambitious. I want my celeb to feel like they're doing the best that they can do every single week. Every single week.
Yeah.
But I would never bring that mentality to them.
No.
I would never tell them that because it's not about me and Motsi. And that's what's nice about the show. We're sisters, yes. But the pros, we're just there to make you guys really feel good and have a friendship with you. And she's just there to comment on the dancing. But again, it's what we both deliver that we can't just not be good. Do you know what I mean? She needed to be the best to get that job because I was on the show. And I need to be the best to be able to win so that people don't go,
there you
look,
go.
Look, look.
So do you have do you have a slipper, a few bucks to say, look, go easy on me tonight?
No, I wouldn't. And also we have a very competitive mom who would say, my mom would be like, what are you guys doing? Like, what is that? Like, I send my mom my choreographies and she's like, no.
Are you serious? You like, do that? Not... You send your mom your choreography and say, what the heck?
Absolutely.
And what does she say? Does she say shit sometimes?
Yeah, well, she goes... my mom would be like, not like that. She wouldn't say like that. She'll be like, let me say, for instance, you guys had your couple's choice. And it was during the weekend. She watches the show, obviously. And then she goes, you did okay. You did really well done. Jamie was amazing this week, wasn't it? So you're like...
You just know.
I see what you're doing. So she'd never do it back, but she'd just be like...
Backhanded compliments.
It's not backhanded. It's more of like a come on.
But do you know what I want to say? Right, it said here because I think you know this year obviously OT and Bill won, and you know Bill potentially right. It's not even potential. We know that he wasn't the best dancer in terms of the 70. But I can tell you this right now.
Right, Jamie.
Yeah, sorry to really burst everyone's bubble.
Say what you really mean.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but I agree. But what? Without a doubt, I don't think people realize this, okay, is that without a doubt, and people can argue this and it's not true, OT and Bill worked the hardest. 100%, hands down, without a doubt. The amount of times that I would come into the studio and OT and Bill had been there and Bill was already sweating, going, I don't know what's going on. And then there would be times when we would do It Takes Two, which is the sideshow to Strictly, and we'd do it every single week. And I would leave with Karen and OT and Bill would be going back to the studio saying, look, we're going to go back and rehearse.
Yeah.
Bill is older, right? Bill is in his 50s. I want his 60s.
50s? Yeah, he's 50. 56.
His birthday. Yes,
he's 56. They put you to shame, Jamie.
No, it's unbelievable. You know, OT, you tell. You explain it.
He was amazing. There were days he would have to do TV interviews. This Morning, Lorraine, BBC Two. And we would then start rehearsing at 8. We would start at 8. And he's just so much like me. It's about having this goal. And we would carry on until 8. And then he'd be like, I'm not done yet. And we would go. And it would just happen that it would be until 10. Or sometimes we set the date from 10 in the morning until 10 in the evening. And he never once did he complain. Not once did he ever say, I'm tired. He was amazing. And Jamie, you know, you get a lot of injuries, your back hurts, your calves, mm-hmm. your thighs. He would be in pain, but he would just like push through and not even say anything. He would not. He
Jamie,
would be
you should,
so
you
strong.
Could take a leaf out of his book.
Listen. I.
He's always whinging about his feet.
I never
his
whinge.
Sensitive knees.
I never whinge. But I definitely lacked the
asthma.
I didn't have that. But I lacked. my asthma. That's why I lost because of my asthma. But I definitely.
It's IBS.
I definitely lacked the drive that you got. It was just I remember Bill was doing the jive. You guys were doing the jive together. Wasn't it the jive? And I remember coming in. Bill honestly would do it. And he had so much sweat down his chest. And he was just going, huh? It was almost hyperventilating. And we had to swap rooms with you. Remember? We had to swap rooms with you. And he went, OT, and OT was boss, right? And OT was literally like, we're leaving, Bill. And he's like, where are we going? To another room, Bill. He was like, okay, just follow you. And it was, it just wasn't in me. It wasn't in me to do that much practice. I got to a point where you would practice a lot and I would just be dead. Perhaps I'm younger, so I'd put more energy in.
You can't
I don't know
teach
what it
heart.
Was. But it was just, it was something. But OT, you know, and, you know, OT would strap him to like a cross and like strap him to like a broom.
What?
Yeah, OT, don't you? That's true.
Yes. So this is what happened. This is what happens. Let me explain. So when we came back to the season, a lot of people, and I won't say who, they were like, oh, he's cute, isn't he? You guys are going to be so funny. You're going to be so cute together. It's like, you're just going to bring the comedy. And I was like, the what? They're like, yeah, don't worry. Like, don't worry. You'll make it about halfway. Like, that is literally the last thing you want to tell someone like
fun.
Me.
Have fun with it. It'll be funny.
Oh, yeah. Relax. Just, you know, sometimes he can be a mime. He can do a dance where he's a... And I was like, if you don't know me, you are all about to know. So we got to rehearsal that day and I was like, Bill, that's not what's going to happen. You're not going to be the funny one. We're not going to make funny money. No. So because he had like his posture's a little bit forward, I got him like a posture corrector, which he still wears.
Ah.
Then he couldn't have his arms up. So I strapped the wood across this way. Then he was still leaning forward. Then I put it back there. And then I had like this ballroom frame. And then he held the frame. And then he was dropping his wrists. And then I put the wrist with socks to the stick. And then he was still looking down. And then I took a stick and I put it here. So he literally looked like this. Like Forrest Gump. And I was like, and you're staying like that until Saturday.
Did he get it in the end?
Absolutely. Our quick step. We did it in the final. He was like, vroom.
It was incredible. To bring that, to transform someone like Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
To be
all
able
right,
to
Jamie, do, come on.
It's true. I'm it's honestly I can't. Yeah. It's
just winding you up.
No, because I know, because I'm friends with a lot of the celebs, and everyone after they had their first day of trial would talk to me. Clara would speak to Clara, I think it was known that he was quite funny and he had a lot of humor, but nobody was really talking about his dancing skills. And I had to fix his posture, I had to fix the leg position, I had to fix how he walked and how he moved. So I'm so proud of him. I'm so, so, so proud of him, because he pushed through to be walking for 56 years like this. And now you stand up. That's changing your body position. It's muscles. It's DNA, Francis. Yeah. DNA.
How many
into
novels?
An encyclopedia.
But it's honestly incredible. And I just... When that moment came and they said OT and Bill are the winners, OT, it was an amazing moment. You broke down in tears, because you just basically, what I saw is all of those critics, all of the people saying you're not going to do it. No one's ever won a back-to-back. Everyone, all of the challenges faced, all of the competitiveness, because there is competitiveness within Strictly, all of the thing, and you were
is
just
there?
Like, yeah, there's a
I'm look, going...
There is there's a lot of competitiveness going on, because of course it's a competition show, in a good way and a bad way, right? It comes with both.
What was the bad way, do you think?
Francis Maruena.
Was that Afrikaans? What did you just do? Francis
Maruena. You made me speak my home language.
What was it? How was it competitive in a bad way, though, specifically?
Because I think any show, anything that you go into, people want to do their best. And when people don't, when people get knocked out or people don't get to where they want to, they make up for reasons because it's not their fault, right? It's not because of their dancing, or it's because of this or because of that. It's because of something else. And actually I probably would have been victim to that as well. I probably said, well, it's not, I'd been irritated. But in fact, sometimes you just got to suck it up and realize that the reason why you didn't go further.
Well, it's because I'm posh, isn't it? It's because I'm white and posh.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
But that's the other thing, Jamie. Yeah. You made it so far. I remember having a conversation with Mutsi. And she was like, no matter what anybody says, Jamie has nerves of steel. Because to survive that many dance-off and not lose it, and to come back every single time stronger and better, those are nerves. Because a lot of people get nervous in the dance-off and they freeze or they stiffen up. Mm. But you went full out. Like, we could see it. As soon as you came onto the floor for the dance-off, you were like, whoom.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know it's about to go down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you did that. And yeah. No one can ever take that away from you. And like you said, even with everything that happened, no one can take that away.
Do you know what?
And so you also weathered all that online abuse.
Thanks for asking.
Like it was like water off a duck's back.
But also, I think that we're sort of making out that, I'm making out that Strictly. Strictly is, you know, the most incredible show I've ever done. I did Chelsea for 10 years, and that's, you know, I love that show. But to the rewardingness, if that's a word, and the kind of the camaraderie I felt, and the friendships that you make, and all of that kind of stuff, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
But who was it that you were saying was blaming? Blaming something else. Someone obviously got knocked out and blamed. Said it was rigged. Go on, just come clean.
No,
we'll cut it out. We'll edit it out.
Where is that cow standing?
Yeah, the cow behind you, Francis. Where is that?
Is that Mauritius? He
wants to know as well. That's why he's like, who? He says, listening.
But honestly, I just think it's just one of the things I said is competitive in a good way. But I just do want to congratulate you, O2, massively, and I think people there need to realise how hard you worked, and it's a real inspiration to see that, because you know Karen and I are homies, right? And I know you're really close to Karen as well, but we would both agree we did not work as hard as you guys. No ways. And no freaking ways. And lots of people don't realize that. They just see Bill Bailey, who's a finished thing, but the amount of work that you put in is just...
You turned a goofy comedian into, you know, a thing of beauty.
We worked really hard. And I think... If I didn't get celebs who didn't want to work hard, I'll admit I would struggle. I have struggled.
If you had Jamie.
No, do you know what? I think it turned out for the best, because me and Jamie are friends now. We're genuine friends. If we were together and you had done the stuff that you were doing in rehearsals, we would not be sitting here.
Oh, really?
Laughing at... No, because that's not how it would have worked in my training.
We're talking about sleeping with your partner. That's what
No.
Karen and I were sleeping the whole time together. She's like, I'm not having that in my training room. That is not happening.
And I was like, we're going to work. We're really... But no, it's hard work. It's work ethic. And...
Yeah.
Bill worked. He really did want to work. So I have to say it was him.
But also, Oti, what's amazing about you is that so your mum had this dance school and you grew up and she was this driven kind of person. And now you and your partner, you guys have a dance studio together in London. And you've kind of done this sort of cyclical where you had this growing up and now you've done exactly the same thing, right? And your dance school is in northwest London as well. But you can't have anyone dancing there at the moment because of a lockdown. Yeah. But it's this big thing, right?
It is. We've turned it into a online dance school for the moment. But it's still available for hire and professionals. If you have like a TV show, because TV is still going on. And so we're renting it or private lessons. So that's still happening. But I think as a last year knockdown, we had a couple's journal. So as a couple, we wanted to know what we wanted to achieve in life. As a couple together, as a business, as a unit. And a dance school was something that we wanted from the day we were together, like 8 years now. And because of Greatest Dancer, because of me being on Strictly, we were like, okay, 2020 is the year. 2020 is the year. We're going to do it. It's going to be amazing. Nobody saw the pandemic coming. My husband was like, we're still going to do it because it's getting less. And 2021 was like, I'm at the airport. I'm waiting. Take me in. Tag me in. I've got my presents. I'm ready to show them. We are sisters. And so, we had to close it down for the moment. But once everything happens, it will. And the point of the school was that we wanted somewhere in North London, because there are not a lot of studios here, where people can come to compete, like dance competitive as well. So commercial, jazz, contemporary, hip-hop, Latin, ballroom, and do it at a level where one day you can end up on Strictly. And also, there's another side where you could do it for fun, you could do it for your family. So you get two different sides of the school. And that's what I loved, I still love about it. That there's the competitive side and there's the Breitungssport auf Deutsch.
The Breitungssport auf Deutsch, what is that?
Breitungssport, which is like a non-competitive side.
That would be something like I love you in German, honestly. Sprachen Sie Deutsch.
No, Breitungssport. Ich liebe dich.
Do you get more pleasure out of dancing yourself or do you get more pleasure out of teaching someone to dance?
I get more pleasure out of teaching someone to dance.
Why?
I really do. Because it's there's a story. You know that story where if you push hard, the other side is better than where you come from. I don't know if
there's
you can say that.
A narrative arc, basically.
Yeah, almost like if you can go through the hard work, going again, the this, on Saturday night, regardless of what the judges say to you, on Saturday night, by the end of that 1 minute 30, you're going to feel amazing. And that look, that glow in your eyes, that yes, that you get, the celebrities get, for me, is the best thing. It's honestly the best thing. It's the best thing.
It is. It's an amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that it's irreplaceable. I don't know what it is. And there's something about learning a routine and suddenly getting it and when it starts to click. You know, you said with Bill that he wouldn't talk for the first 3 days and then on the Wednesday he'd basically start talking when he kind of starts to get it. That's what would happen, right?
No, he was, because everybody goes, did you laugh a lot in rehearsal? I was like, no, we worked. Why would we laugh? He didn't know the routine. There wasn't time to be laughing. We would laugh once he got the routine and we were like, ha ha ha, you really struggled with that one, didn't you? That was like the jokes. But it was never like those moments where we did that. And I don't know. I've been dancing for so many years. Mm. I've done what I needed to do. I still do the opening numbers. But to see somebody else happy because they achieved something for the first time that they've never done and you are under intense pressure, 50 million people at home watching you, and you have to pretend that you're a professional and you do it for 1 minute 30, there's nothing better than that. There's honestly nothing. For me, that is the best feeling. That if anyone does a jive or a paso, even for the other celebs, I'm happy for. Because you could see how much they were worried. You see them on a Friday. Friday is terrible. Oh. Friday is terrible.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, it works. And you're like, ah, yes. That's the best for me.
You're so right. Oh. But OT, with you, I just feel like...
Remember your samba.
My samba. I was like, honestly forgot it. It's called Going Blind. Isn't it called Going Blind or something when you dance it? I didn't know what the hell was... I was like, I don't know what to do. Don't know what to do here. This is just going to be awful. And all these thoughts go through your head. I was like, this is going to be the worst thing I've ever experienced. Thank God it was okay. But OT, with you, I just feel like, this is only weirdly, this sounds such like a cheesy saying, but I feel like this is only the beginning for you. I feel like,
I really do.
I feel like there's so much more that you're going to achieve and just do. And I feel I think you're only, you're so hungry to not just to succeed, right? But just to teach and get out there and just do different things. And I really feel like it's just the beginning. Which means
what's
we're going to save this
podcast.
Yeah, we're going to save this podcast when you become real, just the biggest person in the world. We're going to release and be like, well, we had her first interview.
And now she's president of the United States.
Of Mauritius. But here's my husband and my little puppy. Ooh,
oh,
it's
your puppy.
Wait, Beb, can you get the charger as well? Sorry, I've been looking at my battery like...
Oh, don't listen. Oh, hey, buddy. Hey,
hello.
Dude. Oh.
Good to see you.
How are you, my friend? Is things well?
I'm amazing. How are you guys?
Oh, my God.
I love the background. I love the background from Francis.
Hey, yeah. do you remember when I was dancing my American Smooth? It was second week and we were in your dance studio and you said that my dance was really good and then it turned out that I got real low scores. You lied to me, buddy. It was obviously not as good as I thought it was going to be. This is...
What dance was... was American Smooth?
It was the American Smooth. Do you remember when we were doing in the dance? Yeah. You don't even remember. That's how rememberable it was for you.
What was not after American Smooth you were in the studio?
No, no. I was in for the American Smooth and then we came back in... to do something
you
else.
Were, you, no, no, it was after because you were in the dance-off and you were really angry. I remember you were really angry. What was after
and
that?
We and drank
the
beers.
Week after was
and we
good.
Had we had to, I drank all of your beers on the floor.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But it was the next week was good.
Oh, I don't do podcasts. La, 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 la.
I don't. That's what I was going to say. This is like my first podcast.
Is this your first podcast?
Bye, guys.
Bye, buddy. Bye. We'll see you later.
Over Christmas, he was so sweet. I was very tired. And I was like, I don't have energy to do anything. So he took the jacuzzi and he moved all the furniture and he put it in the living room in front of the TV.
Really?
So when we watched TV, we'd be in the jacuzzi watching TV with Prosecco.
Oh, joy.
And
there
a Christmas tweet.
A Christmas little treat for you. Hey, listen, yeah. OT, in all seriousness, you know, we have taken up a lot of your time. I just do want to say, though, that, you know, my Strictly experience was pretty wonderful, but it was made the extra bit wonderful because you were there. We had, you're such a wicked person. You just have a real soft spot in my heart. Forever since we first met, you seriously 100%, but you know that already. And also, I just wish you all the success in the world because you're gonna rock it, honey. I can't wait.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't even hope so. We know so.
We're gonna do it together, aren't we? We're gonna
done.
Do
I'm gonna
it
hold
together.
On to that little cocktail of yours and go all the way. I'm gonna just really fly with you. And also, I know that you're busy and all these different things, but we really appreciate you coming on the podcast and just being honest and chatting about everything. It's just been epic.
I'm not busy.
Yeah, well, hey, listen,
it's a pandemic.
But as you said, you know, you're thinking of launching your own podcast. And,
yes.
But I think people should be on the watch. Odie's going to be launching her podcast soon, and it will just be epic.
Are you and Francis and your fellow cow going to come and be on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yes. You have to bring the cow, though.
I'll bring him. He'll be with me. Hey. He's riding my coattail.
Hey, OT, also, where can we, if we want to go and dance and go to your online session, where can we go and get that?
So you can come on to otmabusadancestudio.com. Are you going to do my... Because Bill's been doing my classes. You know this is one thing, Francis. Let me tell you one thing all the celebs always say. I'm going to keep dancing. I love it so much. I'm going to keep dancing. And they never do. Well, and you can see in the Christmas special that they never do.
Have you seen my Instagram? Bill, have you seen my Instagram?
No, but you keep doing that one step. And you do it out of time. I want to push you over. you know when there's a paddle on the street, you just want to push someone over because they're just like, you're doing it wrong. And you didn't you do it on Sunday brunch as well?
Here we go. No, dude, hey, listen, OT, you're the best. Hey, Francis, we also got to that moment. We need the answer to the question of the week.
Yes, so the question was, how many novels would it take to fit all of the information contained in the human DNA gene sequence.
You get so serious when you ask this question.
It's serious business. The answer is actually 50.
Go on, three.
So Jamie, you win, actually.
Yeah, 2 million.
He doesn't win.
You're about
99.99.
That's not a win. That's like a warning someone for being there. That's not a win. No one wins.
Well, yeah, I think in the sort of quantities, we usually do it like the person who's closest. But Jamie, I mean,
attendance points, Jamie. Yeah. Those are attendance points, not actually knowing it.
Yeah, honey. Listen, once again, I win. Don't worry about it. I'll win again.
You have a win.
Oh, I have a win.
But Jamie, how did you feel doing Strictly twice, like the first time and then coming back? Do you feel like you had something to prove?
I felt like I had something to prove, but also I think it was much better that I did it the second time because I don't think I was ready the first year. I think that I honestly don't think I was.
Foot certainly wasn't.
I also don't think mentally I was ready. You have to really be. I think I would have been distracted by things and.
Ladies.
Not ladies, but I just think I would have been distracted by, I don't know, maybe press and all these different... I would have been more focused on other stuff rather than actually what it's about is about dancing. And I think the fact that I did it the second year, I'd grown up a lot, you know, all these different things. And I think it was really important that I did it the second year. So everything happens for a reason. And I think it's true. And also, as you said, Oti, you know, me and you are really good friends. And I think that if we had partnered together, I probably would have got on your nerves. I would have fooled about too much and you would have said, this little prick, get out of here.
You would have helped me fix my character. That's how I say it.
Aww.
I would have to work on my character so that I don't lose my job.
You don't need to change anything about yourself. Trust me on that. Hey, Oti, listen, we love you to bits. Hey, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Inspirational for this year?
Yeah, for this year.
Ooh, something nice. Use this time to prep for something big that's about to come.
Love that. Oti, you absolute legend. All you listeners, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye! Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.